This is Davin Eldridge with BPR News. Angel Medical Center's board of directors made it official. Later this year, delivery of babies will no longer occur at the hospital. As of July 14th, Angel Medical Center in Franklin will no longer provide labor and delivery services. The decision came after a three-hour-long meeting by Angel's board of directors. And the vote to discontinue the services came at the behest of Mission Health in Asheville, which runs Angel. But even as the board met inside, more than 100 residents from Macon County gathered outside to protest the decision. Dr. Sanho Choi was among them.
They put these babies, future babies' mothers in risk.
Dr. Choi retired from Angel last fall after working there for some 45 years.
American medicine is expensive. I know that. You increase risk closing here, go to Silva. That's another half an hour. Those babies' mothers don't have that half an hour.
Franklin officials were also present for the demonstration, like Alderman Brandon McMahon, who explained the town did all that it could to oppose the decision.
There was a consensus that we were displeased with this decision. I'm afraid there's, you know, not a whole lot the town in an official capacity can do. You know, we've written them letters as a board, but do what we can. That's why we're here, I guess.
But just up the hill, Angel's board of directors were busy deliberating in the cafeteria. And the final choice, according to Angel board chairman Jane Kimsey, was a difficult one.
As members of the community, the board members at Angel Medical Center did not want to ever face the very difficult decision to stop providing labor and delivery services at our hospital.
Kimsey added that the board was tasked with ensuring Angel breaks even financially so that it can continue to function as a hospital in the future.
The hospital lost large amounts of money prior to our affiliation with Mission, and we will lose money again this year without a major change and reduction in our costs. Even more important, we are forecasted to lose money every year moving forward, absent changes in our operations.
And according to Mission President and Chief Nursing Officer Karen Gorby, labor and delivery was costing the hospital some $1.4 million a year, and those losses were expected to climb. Nevertheless, she reaffirmed Mission's plan to commit some $46 million to build a new hospital in Franklin. But that project is still in its early stages.
It takes time. And so as we start through that planning phase, from planning till actually being in a new hospital is at least 2 to 3 years.
And with that new facility returns the possibility of labor and delivery services down the road.
We can never say never. And so as we look at our population growth and the demands of the region, then we'll consider it in the future if that's where the population takes us.
Gorby added that Mission Health has been working on a transition plan with Harris Regional in Jackson County, which is owned and operated by Duke Life Point, to help with the demand of childbirth in the region.
In this healthcare environment, we can't continue to compete. We have to collaborate.
Harris Regional is roughly 21 miles from Franklin. Mission Health in Asheville, which is over an hour away, is the only other hospital to deliver newborns in the region. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.